Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Truly again, this is another day that the Lord have allowed us to participate in. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad about it? No matter what went wrong or what went right, aren't you glad that the Lord have smiled on you? God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. And he's been good to you, too. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. Hallelujah. He's been good to me. Good evening, everyone. I am so glad that you have tuned in on tonight on Blog Talk Radio. We are now in the month of February, and February is moving right along. Today is the 8th day of February, and I'm told that the number 8 is new beginning. So get in your mind what you need the Lord to do for you tonight, and let him do it, because he said in his word that I will do a new thing in you. And then we have nerve enough to sing a little song saying, I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you ask for, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I got my request known to God. Whatever you pray for, nothing shall be denied. Hallelujah, saith the Lord. Do you believe that tonight? That your petition that you have before the Lord, no matter how long it has been at the feet of Jesus, you will not be denied your request, but that even though it's delayed, that's what I don't like, is when I have to wait and see what the end is going to be. I don't like that thing they call wait on the Lord. Again, I say wait, because we are an impatient people. We want to tell God right now, God. Yet we make a command or a demand and say, right now, Lord. I try not to pray that prayer. But I hear several folks say, God, I need you to go to the hospital right now. Well, from what I read, he's omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. So before you make a demand for God to go to the hospital and visit your friend or your loved one, just already tell him, say, God, I know you're already there because you're everywhere all the time. But I just want to thank you for touching the body of my friend or my loved one because you're already there. Oh, my God. Give him credit for being on time. Give God credit for being in place. Give God what belongs to him. I tell you, I feel good tonight down in my sanctified soul. I've been saved all day. And I'm glad. Some days I backslide. Well, I don't feel like reading my word. I don't feel like praying. I'm backsliding. Ah, you thought I was going to say I committed adultery, or I committed fornication, or I blasphemed, or I disrespected my parents. You thought that that was the only way you can backslide. Yes, you break God's law, because he said, thou shalt not commit these things. Oh, but we backslide when we fail to give God his due benevolence. You, oh God, your praise. You, oh God, your thank you. You, oh God, your hallelujah anyhow. Yes, the enemy is on my trail, but hallelujah anyhow. Someone put a song with that, hallelujah anyhow. Never let your problems get you down. When your problems come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. But I want to go a step farther than that. I want to say, how great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul. Your soul is involved. My Savior. It made it personal. My soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art. Oh, I wish my mama was here to sing it for us tonight. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. I'll tell you how great. And then another songwriter picked it up and said, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great. How great is our God. For he's the name above all names. And yes, he's worthy of all praise. How great is our God. Come on and pat your foot in your living room. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Sing again, how great is our God. I tell you, I feel churchy on tonight. I miss Mother Janie. She'll be with us on next week. Hallelujah. Anyhow, oh, I want to give honor to God tonight because he is greater than any problem that I'm dealing with on today. He's a sovereign God. He's an awesome God. And he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on time, God. Yes, he is. Come on, tell yourself, look in the mirror, say, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an on time God. Woo. Yes, he is. I'm singing to myself. He's an on time God. Yes, he is. Oh, he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. I tell you, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an all-time God. Yes, he's an all-time God. Oh, my God. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. So you've been waiting for 10 years, but he's an on-time God tonight. He's coming when it's time for him to come. If he comes before his time, you will shipwreck because you're not ready to receive what the Lord has for you. You're in your incubator place. Bless my holy God. Lucy, you're in your incubator state. You don't know what to do with it. You gave your baby Pablo. You gave your baby milk. You didn't give your baby steak and eggs. But it had to grow to that depth. Got to get some teeth first so that it could chew the meat and crush down on the egg. So we got to wait. It's a process. I'm tired of waiting on the Lord. But David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he delivered me. So we got to keep on crying, and we got to keep on waiting. Wait, I say, on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, wait. Ah, he's smoothing out the rough spot. Somebody said, well, I told God 22 years ago what I wanted him to do for me. Well, he's smoothing out the rough spot. I talked to so many women. I was blessed. I had two husbands. Till death did we part. The Lord brought my first husband home, gave me another husband, let me enjoy him for just a little while, just for a few moments. And then the Lord saw fit to bring him home. I've talked to women that never been married. They're in their 60s, and they're desirous of a husband. I look at the women sitting in church. They all want a husband. But I thank God that he favored me twice. And if you really want to know the truth, I'm saying, Lord, is there a third one? Because the number three, he rose from the grave. On the third day, he said, all power is in my hand. God, is there number three for me? Oh, blessed name. I don't want to mess you all up. But marriage is a beautiful thing, and there's nothing wrong to be desirous of a mate. Marriage, the word of God lets us know, is honorable in all. And then it goes on to say, and your bed is clean. Your bed is undefiled. When a husband and wife come together, God don't have to turn his back, because there's no sin with a husband and a wife, male and female, married together in the presence of the Lord. God's blessings. Don't care whether he's smoking or shooting dope, it doesn't matter. Whether he's on medical marijuana or just the old-fashioned marijuana. Marriage is honorable. I don't know why I'm on this. Marriage is honorable in all. Your bed is undefiled. God respects the married couple. But those of us that are not married, and we come together, male and female, and we indulge, God has to turn his back, because he doesn't want to see the sin. So he don't put his blessing on that. He don't kill you. He lets you live. I'm a witness. Because I committed the sins with my body. But he did not take me out. He loved my faults, and he saw my need. He didn't look beyond my fault, because had he looked beyond, I'd still be doing the same thing. But when he looked at my wrongdoing, he said, she is still my preacher. She is still my creation. And I'm going to give her another chance. I'm going to keep giving her a chance until she fulfilled what I said her purpose is on this earth. please God. And then your purpose continues to hear, to do God's will. That's how you make him happy. When we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh, we make God happy. We make him godly proud. But when he sees the sin, he turns away from it. You know what he did to Jesus? When he saw our sins upon his son, innocent, had done no sin, no wrong in his body, his thought pattern, nothing did Jesus do wrong. But when our sins was upon him on that cross, God couldn't take it. He didn't like that sin upon his son. But because his son and he were in covenant together, finally when Jesus saw that forgiveness entered the world for sin, he yielded up the ghost and he said, it is finished. That's why they sing the blood that Jesus shed for me. Wait. Back on Calvary. You know you only want to sing that at communion, or you only want to sing it around Easter, but Jesus' blood is still has never lost its power. And it still reaches to the highest mountain, and it still flows to the lowest valley, and it still is the blood that gives us strength from day to day. And it still will never lose power. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Wherever you are, just tell God thank you. Because you've never lost the battle. And I'm grateful for it tonight. I'm just so happy in Christ today. I heard on the radio the other day, and I didn't get the artist's name, but I'll try to have it for next week. And the man was singing it. He's got the whole world in his hand. And I thought about my sister when he was singing, because when we grew up as children, we used to sing, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world. But this man arranged it a little differently, and it got my attention as I was driving my car, and I just threw my hand up and told the Lord, thank you. Yes, you do have this whole world in your hand, and whatever the devil is stirring up against me, God, I'm in this world. I'm not of the world because I belong to you, but I'm in this world. And because you are in control, I may not like the time span that deliverance will come. But I have to be like the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. If, oh God, don't. He's able. They wasn't worried about the fire because they know that the fire could only destroy the body, but it couldn't touch their soul. Their soul was anchored in the Lord. Where is your soul tonight? Is it anchored in the Lord? Can you sing in times like these that I am very sure that my anchor, I know I let words out because I didn't want those. I wanted to get over here to the anchor. You bend down to the water and they bring their ships in. Where I live in New York, big old yachts, bigger than my house. But when they come to shore, they put the anchors out to the shore. Hopefully you know that your anchor is going to hold you in place. Lord, I tell you, I didn't get on here to say all of this, but you see, I tell you all the time. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in the Lord's sight. I am a spokesperson for Jesus Christ. I'm an advocate, like my sister, Sister Jackie. She's an advocate for Glory United Ministry, her sister. She sends out the clarion cry. Come to Blog Talk, 7 o'clock. You won't have any regrets. Come listen to the word of God. She knows that you listen to other preachers, but come because this one got a different message from that one. You don't believe it? Do a platform service. And everyone that get up with the same scripture will have a different outlook. God will reveal something to them from that scripture different from what the other person got. I've been on a platform before. What I had was completely different from the same scripture. But it all blended together because we were talking about Jesus and his Father God. Oh, I love the Lord tonight. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. So good. So good. So good, so good, so good, so good, so good, so good. Yes, he's been so good to me. Well, he's my mother and my father, and I won't take it back. He's my sister and my brother, and I won't take it back. He's my mother and my father, and I won't take it back. He's my sister and my brother, and I won't take it. He's my doctor in the sick room, and I won't take it back. He's my lawyer in the courtroom, and I won't take it back. 'Cause he's been so good to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. And I thank Jesus tonight for his blood. I'm going to play a little song for you all. I guess you said I've sung enough song, but hey, this is our worship hour. Worship Christ. Worship Christ. The Lord, let us worship him. Worship Christ. The Lord, let us worship him. Worship Christ. The Lord, let us worship him. Hallelujah. Worship Christ, the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, the Lord. I know it's not Christmas, but Jesus is worthy all the time of all the praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to send this song out to Mother Blondie and my sister Jackie and Sister Rita. my South Carolina family, my niece, Sister Tanya, and to some of those that I don't know their name in that South Carolina area, I want to send this out to you tonight. Oh yes, and precious Mother Janie, she's not on to hear it, but somebody will let her know. She's always dedicating a song to Pastor Patricia. So tonight I send this your way. And then I will read from 119th division of the Psalms. I will shut it down. To God be the glory. That's not the song. That's a statement that I'm making. My sister, I love you. And I thank God for you. And I'm praying for all of you that the Lord's will be done in your life. Come on and bless his name. Come on and bless his name. Come on and bless his name. For he's worthy. And to my cousin, Apostle Keith, if he remembered to get on, God bless you. I send this song in your hearing.
I'm calling for your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling for your name, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
'Cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying
right now,
Amen, amen. I'm calling your name because I need you right now, Lord. That's just a blessing that you have the name of Jesus that you can call upon. I tell you, nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody can do you like the Lord. I tell you, I love him tonight because he's my friend. Let's go to the Word of God. Our time is steady moving on. I tell you, I just thank God for you, 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 and you. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Mm-mm. No turning back. You know, when you say that you have decided to follow Jesus, you are saying you have made up your mind to do it God's way. God's way is the only way. It is the best way. Now, when I say God, I'm not excluding Jesus, because there are some faiths, some religions that worship God only, and there are some that are called Jesus only. But when I say God, it's the Trinity. Jesus is included when I say God, because God the Father, God the Son, well, so Jesus is in God. God is the Father, God the Son, which is Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit is covered. So if you got God, you got Jesus. If you got Jesus, you got God. You don't always have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift that's given to you. You have to seek it, ask for it. It's there for all believers to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bless, oh, 119. I think I stated that earlier. Psalms, the 119th division. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. My God, today. I just told you, the married couple, their bed is undefiled. I recall when my husband was sick in the nursing home, Dr. Scott, and he said, "Where's my wife?" The nurse said she went home. She was tired, home to go to bed. She's been here all day. And they called him Dr. Scott. And he's been here all day, Dr. Scott. She was tired. He said, "She's my wife." He said, "Yes, she is." He said, "So she could have gotten right in this bed with me. She's my wife. And she can sleep with me anywhere that I'm sleeping." And the nurse just chuckled. He said, "But she went home to get in her bed. But she'll be back tomorrow." And he said, "Yes, I hope so." So my husband, even though he had a stroke, he knew I was his wife in that our bed, no matter where it is, whether it's at the nursing home or where, was undefiled. But I didn't see it quite that way. I didn't have the privacy that I would have in my own bed here at the house. So blessed are the undefiled in the way, comma, who walk in the law of the Lord. To blessed are they that keep his testimony. Your testimony, you know, people used to say, "You're not supposed to testify. Don't testify. Because the Bible said, blessed is he that keeps his testimony." No, 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 no. Blessed is he that keeps his testimony. Your testimony, I hear many of you say, "God is good." That's a testimony. praising God. And God wants you to continue to keep that view of him, that he is a good God and that he is worthy to be praised. So don't even try to say something different. God is the man saying, my everything. That's his testimony. God is my everything. God is my everything. It just happened to be playing, so I let you all hear it. But that's the person. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. You got to seek God with your whole heart. Not every. I was on the phone one day with my sister, and this young fella came by, and my sister said to him, how are you? And he said, I'm halfway all right. I got so tickled on the other end of the phone because I've never heard anyone use that expression. He said, I'm halfway all right. I don't know what half of him wasn't all right. He didn't say. But he said, I'm halfway all right. But this word here is telling us to look. Do it with your whole heart. You can't be halfway wanting to testify and praise God and tell of his goodness to you. You can't be half the way. You got to do it with your whole heart. With my whole heart, I will praise him. Hallelujah. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. Talking about the Lord. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Verse number 5, all that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. See, so respect that you got to have concerning God and his word and the commandment, the things that he command of us. It requires a certain amount of respect that goes with this. You can't just be half the way, as the gentleman said. Half the way, okay. Half the way, I'm half the way. How are you? I'm half. Are you saying I'm half the way saved? Are you sanctified? I'm half the way sanctified. Do you love the Lord? I half the way love the Lord. That doesn't work in the kingdom. You've got to be all or nothing. I bless God on tonight. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, let me see. I think I skipped the verse. I will praise thee withness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. This is what you pray to God. Well, I can't pray like you. We want to hear that hoop type prayer. Ah, God, I need you to stop by the hospital for the giant I have to point at them. God, I need you. And then someone else said, well, I don't pray to God because I don't know how to pray like that. Well, God is not excited about that. That's just words and with a tune. They tuned up with it. But you can say the same thing in a different type of way. When you're getting ready to bless your food. You don't say, ah, God, I thank you for the Lord. I thank you for the bacon. I think I had a fork to scramble my head. You don't have to do, Lord, I thank you for the food that I'm about to receive. Let it be for the nourishment of my body. That's why you eat it, for the nourishment of my body. Jesus' name. Amen. And go on and eat. We make people feel they have an inferiority complex because I can't do it like that. Maybe you're not supposed to do it that way. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Verse number 9, that wherewithal shall a young man cleanse, they don't like this one, cleanse his way, but taking heed thereto according to thy word. David is working it for you. David is setting the house in order. Shouldn't be a problem for you to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. God, will you help me? I need help. I lay in my bed 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I said, God, I need your help. I'm not screaming and yelling. I just, God, I need your help. I'll lift my hand up and give God a wave offering. God, I need you to help me. God, I need you to guide me. God, I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to even come and talk with you. Thank you, Jesus. I might turn over and go back to sleep. And I'll wake up again. And I see that I'm clothed in my right mind, and I recognize everything in my room. I recognize my surroundings. I know where I'm at. I said, Lord, I thank you. Because someone woke up this morning confused and didn't know where they were. I've dealt with people like that. I took care of my mom. And she would say, I said, Mama, where you going? I'm going home. I said, you're home. This is not my house. She didn't recognize it. But I was clothed in my right mind. And I said, Mama, this is your house. Just look around. She said, no, it's not. And I said, okay. I said, well, have a seat. I'll be with you in a moment. By the time she sat down, in a few minutes, that had passed. Mommy, you going somewhere? No, I'm home. See that? God is worthy to be praised. If you're not there, you need to tell God, thank you tonight. If you can remember that green is green and blue is blue, you need to tell God, thank you tonight. If you can remember that you got your glasses on and you're not running around in your room, so what are you looking for? I can't find my glasses. Well, you got them on. If that's not you, tell God, thank you. You brought me thus far. We have so much that we need to praise God about. And this all should take place before you get to the church where the preacher is. Bless his name. My time is winding up. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. I mean, he is really praying. He's beseeching the Lord on God. I don't want to mess up because it's so easy to backslide. It is so easy to forget about the blessings that the Father has bestowed upon you. It is so easy to feel like you're forgotten and that you're left behind. Like Jesus said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? For Jesus felt that. where God turned away from. When you feel it, know that it's not anything new under the sun. Jesus already experienced that. As I've stated before, when God saw the sin on his son, it wasn't a pretty sight. And when God sees sin on us, it's not a beautiful sight. Sin is ugly. Sin is corrupt. Sin is the reason why that, look here, sin is the reason why you had to get a job. God never made us to work. He put us in the garden where everything was that we need. You know, nuts is a meat. But if it didn't come from the hog, the chicken, the cow, we don't call it meat. But nuts are considered a meat. And that you can eat nuts, and that's a meat. Mm. But if it's not a pork chop or chicken wing, we feel like we have no meat. We've got so much to thank God for. He gave us everything. And guess what? It is still here. What he gave us from the beginning in the garden, it is still exists. But sin came. And that's what separated man from God. Because of sin, you have to work now. Because of sin, we have arthritis. Because of sin, we have heart problems. Because of sin, we lose the hair on our head. Because of sin, sin robs you of everything that God intended to be a blessing to you. You started out as a child, your feet were straight. Now that you're older, you got bunions coming out. I know they're bunions. And you can't stop the bunions from forming and coming out. Your feet don't look like they did when you was 19. They're taking on a new look. The same feet. And you can't stop it. All because of sin. Had no need for doctors. Had no need for lawyers. Yeah, we need a butcher. Because the butcher had to cut up the venison. Had to cut up the meat from the deer. And the oxen and the cow. Yeah, we need somebody with a knife. But we wouldn't need penicillin. Amoxicillin, none of the Cillin family. But because of sin, and we like sin. We enjoy sinning. Mm. We must because we keep doing it. But we need to do this 119 Psalm. That word have I hid in my heart that I might not, here's this word, sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. My lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. My God, I will delight myself in the statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. That's important. Not your Cadillac, not your SUV, and I'm going to make you mad now. Not even your grandchildren. Come before the God who made you. But because of sin, our priorities are messed up. Oh, the enemy comes to tempt to look at David. He was the apple of God's eye. man after his own heart. But you see what happened, the devil came, sin, caused him to look at that woman that belonged to that man and lust for her. And he had the man killed so that he could lay with her. But he loved God. But the devil comes with that sin offering. And if we're not strong and rooted and grounded in the word of God, we will fall. Now, he allowed us to get back up, though. We don't have to stay there. Because he knew that the enemy was coming, and he didn't stop him. Because he had already given you the power to resist the devil, and the scripture tells us so plain, if you resist the devil, he will flee. But because it felt good to my flesh, I yield to the devil and not resist. Now I'm in a mess. Guess where I'm going? Got to go right back to Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me. I should have stayed where I was at. Oh, bless his name. Remember now, I preach not just to you. I preach to me, the preacher. Oh, bless his name. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. See, you don't want it to be so ugly, so hard. Well, you can do this. You can do that. God, Lord, don't allow you to do this. God, Lord, don't allow you to do that. God, Lord, don't allow you to open my eyes, God, so that I can see the beauty of your word and what's in your word and enjoy it and rejoice in your precious word. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul waketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt for thy testimony, my God, today. Says also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statute. I tell you, he didn't backslide. He kept on meditating. David said, meditate both day and night, my. We said, always. When you're sitting there in your living room on your comfortable sofa, we need to sit and meditate. Just get lost in the sauce of God. My God, today. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the ways of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous work. I'm excited, y'all. My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me, you better write down verse 28, because we have heaviness, but we pray and say, God, strengthen thou me according unto thy word. It's not about your will. It's about God's word. He will strengthen you according to what he said in his word that he would do, not what you want him to do and how you want him to do it. But you pray the right way. You get God to move. You don't have to wait 20 years for him to answer you. Pray what he wants you to pray. His word. He swear by his word. Heaven and earth, I'm going to heaven and earth, I got news for you. Heaven and earth's going to pass away. But God's word is going to stand forever. It's in the Bible. Read it for yourself. Remove from me the way of lying. Yep, we do that too. And grant me the law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgment have I laid before me. I have struck unto thy testimony. Stuck unto thy testimony. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments. My God. He's confessing, I'm going to do it the way you say do it. When thou shalt enlarge my heart, teach me, O Lord, the ways of thy statute, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding. You all need to read this. Give me understanding, and I shall keep the law. Yea, I shall observe it whole heart. Not half the way heart. With my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimony, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. See that? He don't want to backslide. So God, block my vision. Turn it away. And quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. You see, you fear the Lord. A lot of stuff you won't do. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgment are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherein to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And I'm going to close with this. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgment. So shall I keep the law continually forever and ever. All right, now we did 119 all the way down to verse 44. I'm going to try to pick up 45 next week. Somebody better remember it, because this 119 is a long psalm. We stopped at 44. It has 176 verses. May the Lord God be with you until we meet again. May he keep you safe from all in arms. We thank God for you on tonight. God, I ask that you would give them strength. God, let the words penetrate in their heart, that they might not sin against you. And let them keep their testimony that God is good. And they like to say, and all the time, God is good. God, let them keep that testimony. Don't let something happen, a tragedy, and it put a bitter taste in their mouth, and they no longer see you as good. But God, let them keep that testimony, that I will trust in the Lord until I die. That my faith looks up to you, Jesus, thy Lamb of Calvary. Hear me while I pray and take all of my sins away. Oh, bless me this day and be wholly thine. God, I thank you for their life tonight. Ask that you strengthen them where they're weak. Supply continually their need. And let them always have a need to praise and bless your holy name. No matter what it looks like, you're still the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. You're still delivering people out of fiery furnaces. You're still making ways out of your way when no way showed up to stop and block them. You allowed your way to come through and open up the window and open up the door. God, I thank you for it tonight. for all those that may be sick and standing in the need of prayer. God, you know who they are. I'm trusting you to do what you need to do according to your word. Tis your will and mercy sake. And God, as always, we always have a bereaved family. God, I ask that you would strengthen the bereaved family. Keep down disturbances in the name of Jesus. Let us all get together with peace and harmony. Oh, God, I bless your name. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. For your word is true and your word is blessed. And once you speak it, you cannot reverse it. So you said you give blessings and not curses. So, God, we thank you for our blessings tonight. For, again, this is the day that you have made. It doesn't belong to me. It is your day. But you've allowed me to participate in what you've given me. So, therefore, tonight we say thank you for another day that the Lord has given us and allowed us to be clothed and in our right mind. God, touch that sick man laying in that bed. Oh, God, I see him with a white sheet upon him. God, I ask you for healing and deliverance. I see the legs as if there's something wrong with the legs. God, work a miracle according to your word and according to your will. In Jesus' mighty name, God, I see this man. Man, just begin to move your feet. Oh, God, strengthen. We need a miracle, God. We need to hear about things that you're doing. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, God, I thank you. Touch that headache right now in the name of Jesus. I command you blood pressure to come down in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we give you the glory tonight. God, and when you start passing out blessings, Lord, have one for me. Bless my entire family all over the world, wherever they are. Some I know and some I don't know. But God, they're connected to me. We have the same blood, the same bloodline. My family, God, bring those on drugs off. Bring those that's not saved. Bring them into the fold, Jesus. Don't let hell be their portion. And the same for the listeners, their loved ones. God, don't let hell be their portion. Bring them in off the street. Let them put their guns and knives down. Let them come running to the church house. But let somebody be at the church house that can present Jesus to them in a better life. God, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor. It all belongs to you. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. And I am over my time, but I'm not out of time. And we're going to close out with whatever is playing. Thank you, and I'll see you next week. Now you hear what they're singing with no music. I just want to thank you. Oh, my God, it's right on time. Now they're singing, I just want to thank you. Have a good night, everyone. I love you.